This is Mr. Hansen, a supernatural fanfic written by Rivka T, read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains some spoilers for Season 4 Supernatural. Mr. Hansen, I represent Rebecca Rosen, the registrant for morethanbrothers.net, the website, who has referred your May 28th, 2010 letter to me for reply. Ms. Rosen received your letter yesterday while she was volunteering in the disaster recovery efforts surrounding the Detroit area. While a more detailed reply to your letter is forthcoming after the holiday weekend, we cannot agree that the website content infringes on any of Chuck Shirley's rights. First, it is our understanding that Mr. Shirley, writing as Carver Edlund, transferred all rights in the supernatural works, save for movie and television adaptation rights, to Flying Wiccan Press. As he is not the owner of the exclusive rights at issue, he has no copyright interest to protect. Nor, under Dastar Corporation versus 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, 539 U.S. 23, 2003, does he have any protectable interest in the attribution of the Supernatural series. Second, Ms. Rosen informs me that she believes that Mr. Shirley's interest in this matter is more in the nature of romantic disappointment than in any true interference in his rights. The unappealing details of Mr. Shirley's conduct would, of course, be an issue if he were to pursue this matter further. Moreover, Mr. Shirley's statements to Ms. Rosen constitute both acquiescence and a grant of non-exclusive, royalty-free oral license, which, under Rano versus SIP Press, 987, Federal Reporter, 2nd Edition, 580, 1993, is not revocable until the 35-year period has passed, and, in the case of a license to create derivative works, is irrevocable. Third, the materials on the website are transformative fair uses of the supernatural works. All the fair use factors favor the website. 1. The website features critiques, in the form of fiction, of the sexual and racial messages contained in Shirley's novels. More generally, fanfiction adds new meaning and new purpose distinct from the original. Campbell versus Acuff Rose Music, 510 U.S., 569, 1994. SunTrust versus Houghton Mifflin Company, 252 Federal Reporter 3rd Edition, 1165, 11th Circuit, 2001. In addition, the website is entirely non-commercial, which independently favors a finding fair use regardless of transformativeness. 2. Although the nature of the work is not an important factor while evaluating transformative uses, the Supernatural series is published, and thus Mr. Shirley has already had a chance to reap the reward from his work, favoring a finding of fair use. Arica Institution versus Palmer, 970 Federal Reporter 2nd Edition, 1067, 1078, 2nd Circuit, 1992, explaining that the plaintiff's work was published work available to the general public, which favored the fair use defense. 3. The website takes only limited and reasonable portions of the supernatural works, which at 60 published volumes spans thousands of pages. 4. The website does not interfere with the market for Mr. Shirley's works. Even if the non-commercial website were not entitled to a presumption of lack of harm under Sony, 494 U.S. at 451, and even if the fact that the books are out of print did not show a lack of market harm, Maxtone Graham versus Burktile, 803 Federal Reporter, 2nd Edition, 1253, 1264, number 8, 2nd Circuit, 1986. It is well established that Mr. Shirley does not have rights in the market for transformative works such as those depicting a sexual relationship between Sam and Dean. See SunTrust, 252 Federal Reporter, 3rd Edition, at 1270-1271, finding that the portrayal of homosexuality in an unauthorized creative work based on Gone with the Wind had special relevance for the fourth fair use factor. Mattel Incorporated versus Pitt, 229 Federal Supplement, 2nd Edition, 315, 322. U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, 2002. To the court's knowledge, there is no Mattel line of S&M Barbie. For these reasons, in addition to any other defenses that the website might assert, we cannot agree that the website infringes or violates any of Mr. Shirley's rights. Nevertheless, we would consider any evidence you may have that you believe supports your contentions. Yours, Mara Daniels, Organization for Transformative Works. The end.